Sturgeon Falls, Nipissing West OPP have made an arrest in the slashing act of vandalism against a teepee at Our Lady of Sorrows Catholic School in Sturgeon Falls. C. New teepee slashed at Our Lady of Sorrows in the early afternoon of June 3. Police began an investigation into a mischief complaint at the school on Corsall Street. Someone had broken one of the supporting poles. It was then further damaged over the weekend when someone slashed the teepee with a knife. Two young people have been identified as being involved, say the OPP. A 12-year-old from West Nipissing was arrested and is charged with two counts of mischief in relation to cultural property mischief under $5,000 mischief over $5,000. The youth was released on an undertaking and is scheduled to appear at the Ontario Court of Justice in July in West Nipissing. The youth cannot be identified under provisions of the Youth Criminal Justice Act. The second person, under 12 years of age, cannot be charged under provisions of the Criminal Code, but police say both the individual and parents have been spoken to. Many students are very upset about the destruction, explained George Cucci, a former police officer and owner of a company that offers cultural awareness programs, retreats and workshops for adults and youth. Cucci says he was notified that the school's new teepee had been damaged last week. Someone had broken one of the supporting poles. He went to work to find a replacement, a 20-foot length of balsam that would be ready to go after he stripped it and let it dry for a few days. Yesterday, when I called the teacher to let her know I got the pole, she said that somebody had come and cut the teepee with a knife. But incidents like this often bring out the best in people. Cucci mentioned that Jack Sarin of Arctic Canvas in North Bay has offered to repair the damage for free. You just need an industrial sewing machine. Tomorrow, Thursday, Cucci and a friend are going to return to the school, take the teepee down and bring the canvas to Sarin. An incident like this brings the community together, Cucci said, and, by us repairing that teepee, the school shows that it's standing up to racism. With files from David Briggs.